Blog Talk Radio. awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to another episode of Healing Fountain Show. Now, if you missed Thursday night's show, you missed a fabulous treat, because on Thursday evening, we had Miss Magical, Joe Wingong, Gary, and Jivanda all doing a special show for Vale, who is the partner of Violet Light. And Vale has got some unmentionable illness, and so everyone was on there doing a show for him on Thursday. But the link is still in archives if anybody wants to click on the list. But today we have an absolutely fabulous show. We have Heather Blessed, who's a world of his own healers, and she's also the founder of Heaven Blue Life Center and serves as a moderator on the Gold Ring Youth website. I think she's on the admin there as well. The Gifted Ones. The Gifted Ones, of course, is a sister site of the GoldRingWetPaint.com site, as created by Risa. Good crossover to and oceans, even. Host over there in America, Mr. Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Hello, no. Jane Christie. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I'm getting feedback from your speaker there.
Are you?
Jane Christie, yeah.
I plugged my headphones in, and Something's not working on them. I couldn't hear a thing. Couldn't hear a dicky bird. So I've had to unplug that. But I'll tell you what, I'll try plugging it back in again and see if get it to work.
And also, I just wanted to give a little status report on Vail's status. Okay,
please.
This just came in from Pure Wind Song, Mariko, who did the show last week. Her and I did. And he is improving. The wonderful news. On the morning of the 17th, according to Marika, which was yesterday, Vail's room is open again, and visitors don't need to wear the gowns and the masks and the gloves.
What?
While his white blood count was up from 0.03 to 7.2, and his platelets up from 33,000 today to is up from 33,000 it is now doubled to 63,000 platelets.
Wow.
So his white blood count is dramatically improving, and visitors can visit him now without the glove, the gloves and the mask and so forth. So that was the big issue, I guess, was his immune system had been jeopardized. So that is improving. Everyone's prayers are working, and that there's the proof right there. Thank you, Marika, for that report.
Yeah, and you were all praying, and was over on live stream channel doing the same thing. We were connecting to the crystal grid, and because we're all crystalline and as well, and so they were connecting to crystal skulls and the whole crystalline grid in order to bring about this miracle. So, and something positive from that. Well,
never underestimate the power of spirit.
Oh, no. Don't ever. Well, especially tonight, today, the daytime. Across here, it's black and it's 10:15 p.m. So, I was just telling you about Heaven Blessed. She's worked in the healing for over 35 years and has worked closely within the Edgar Cayce Foundation community. And I don't know if you know, but Edgar Cayce was very lonely. In the 1940s, I think he was.
Hello, John.
Hello. Can you hear me?
You are breaking up badly.
Oh, well, I'll try unplugging that. Is that any better?
Hello? Okay, well, yeah, try it again.
No, I've just unplugged something. Is that any better?
No, it's not any better. That's your Skype connection. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
I noticed the music was really poor. Is that any better now?
No, not any better. You're still, I'm getting every other word.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do today.
Put on a piece of music and hang up and dial again. You might get a better connection.
Well, yeah, I could try that. Okay, but I'm actually going to play a song before we bring Heaven on, and it's one of her favorites, and it's called I Am by Mark Schultz.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah. brilliant. Oh, I love that. I am too. And we all are.
I am too. And that'll
well,
just flat stir you up.
I don't know if I have any better connections. Certainly better, Gary. It's under my control if it's to do with Skype.
Yes, it's your Skype, and we're getting other, we're getting every other word, but we'll just press on. And
well,
hopefully
we'll
it'll straighten out.
And
exactly.
The problem is, I have patched our special guest Heaven in. So if we've got a really bad connection, I'll play another song, and can you patch her in at your end, please, Gary?
Absolutely, we
okay,
certainly
well,
can. So.
And see how we're doing. Are you there,
okay.
Heaven?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me, Gary?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am perfect, as usual.
If you can't hear me, good. That's okay. I'll go away.
We can hear you, but we can hear a lot of background noise, like papers rustling and things like that.
Oh, that's actually my... I have my laptop on my lap, but I'll try and keep it still.
Oh. Okay.
Well, and I'll yell.
You've been working sort of as a light for 35 years, is that right?
Yes, longer than I care to admit.
Well, it's all good, isn't it? And we're here
good.
Just at the
I love
time.
It. I do love it. And I love being here. I just love you guys. It was so nice to meet all of you. It's been... I don't even know how long it's been. What, a year and a half, 2 years now?
Yes,
so,
probably.
Yeah.
It goes so quickly, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Way too quick. Way too quick.
Mm.
But I pass along your show to a lot of people, and I know a lot of people have given me a good feedback. So you're doing a good job.
Well, you've been before, haven't you? You've been here before on our show.
I once before. This is my thing to do. I've been on radio or TV. I've done it a number of times, and I get away from it. But yeah, you caught me once before.
We're all. But you know, sometimes we just have to step out of our comfort zone and just do it, don't we?
That's right. That's right. Something new and different.
Yeah. Is Heaven breaking up badly, Gary, as well?
Yes, you both are. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Okay,
well, I'll put it along, Gary. And if you could patch Heaven in from your end, it's probably going to be better tonight until we get sorted out, until I get
okay.
My sorted. Thank you very much. So let's have a look.
We'll put on some music and we'll do that.
Pardon? Yeah.
We'll put on some music and we'll do that.
We'll play I Won't Give Up by Jason Mraz, because that's just where I am at the minute. I'm not going to give up.
Very appropriate.
Here we go. So if you hang up, Heaven, Gary will patch you in again. And where's the song?
When I look into your eyes, it's like a watch in the night sky. Or a beautiful sunrise, for there's so much they hold. And just like them old stars, I see that you've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. still looking up. And when you're needing your space to do some navigating, I'll be here patiently waiting to see what you find. See them, the stars, they burn. Some even fall to the earth. We got a lot to learn. God knows we're worth it. No, I won't give up.
I don't want to be someone who walks away so easily. I'm here to stay and make the difference that I can make. Our differences, they do a lot to teach us how to use the tools and gifts we got here. We got a lot at stake. And in the end, you're still my friend. At least we did intend for us to work. We didn't break, we didn't burn. We had to learn how to bend without the world caving in. I had to learn what I got and what I'm not and who I am. I won't give up, oh, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. Still looking up, still looking up, but I won't give up. God knows I'm tough. He knows we got a lot to learn. God knows we're worth it.
I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up.
Oh, that's a lovely song.
Ah, yes, and you sound much better, and so does Jen Marie. So here we are, we're back. Wonderful.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so Jean Marie, tell us about your Heaven Life Center that you set up.
Well, one of the things, the first thing I'd like to mention is that somebody asked a question in the chat room, but it won't let me type, so I don't want them to think I'm ignoring them. But for some reason, I can't type in the chat room. So just to let them know. Heaven Blessed Life Center, that started a long time ago. It actually was something that I donated a lot of time to in the past and worked with very young children and trying to help them find their heart center and bring them into self-empowerment before they were reach the age of 7 or 8, where their thinking process took over in school. So one of the things that I wanted to do back then was actually catch them at the younger ages so that they could continue their imagination and living through their heart more than being brainwashed in school, because that seems to turn it from the right brain to the left brain. And I was under the impression back then that the perfect balance was right in the middle, where you were merging the two, the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. That's kind of where I was back then.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I did was I came up with a bunch of games that actually helped them to stay within their own heart center and made them feel more empowered when they were dealing with people of any size, any age, any authority, so that they felt sure of themselves. And that's kind of where it started from. That's how I started working with children. But it was a very young age back then. And then it just grew from there. And a lot of times what would happen is a parent
a parent, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle would call and ask for help with someone who was having a really difficult time. So I just started devoting more and more time into it. And then the website just kind of came, you know, second nature when the internet came around. So I've been doing it for quite a while, and I love it. And I love watching some of the younger kids as they've matured now and seeing what they're doing, how they've gone off into the world and what they're actually accomplishing and how they're maintaining the state of joy within themselves. So it's very rewarding, and I have a lot of passion for it.
How have you seen the manifestation of your work appear in the children later, in the later years of as they've grown?
Well, one of the things that I always said was, if I was doing it right, that people would reach a point where they don't need you. So when I watch them walk away and they go off on their own, that's when I feel a sense of accomplishment, because no one should be dependent on another person as a mentor, a guide, a teacher.
Right.
They need to start moving into their own space within, and once you do that, you become a sovereign person.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times what happens is, and the thing that I get the greatest pleasure out of, is watching them turn around and then pass that information off to someone else. And that's where I get that's what brings a smile to my face, is I constantly am getting stories back from someone who I might have, 12 years ago worked with, and they're coming back and saying, you're not going to believe what I'm doing now or what just happened. And I met this person, and they changed their life around dramatically. So they're sharing the information that I shared with them, or that someone, within our group shared with them, and they're sharing that now with other people. So it's just passed along one person at a time, and that's the only way you can really do it, is one, one-on-one, one at a time. You're not going to change the world by, a million people at once, but one person, and then that person passes it along and shares it with someone else. And, the world wakes up.
Right. Yeah. That's so cool.
Brilliant. That's great. And the website is actually www.heavenblessedlifecenter.com, and the American spelling of center, center.com. So that's heavenblessedlifecenter.com. So it's worth having a look at that, isn't it, Gary? Because she's doing some wonderful work, and
yes.
With the gifted ones as well on gifted ones website. Really good work.
Yeah, I think that the gifted ones is a great place to start if anyone has themselves, if they have a child, young adult that is searching or having a hard time, it's a great resource to go to that gifted ones website. There's a lot of information there, a lot of tools, resources, videos, hopefully that would be able to help them start turning more inside themselves.
Yeah, and it's got its own radio show as well, hasn't it? The Star Child Network is that.
That's
yeah.
For sure, yes.
Yeah, is that Issa in the chat room?
That's probably either Issa or Eric. And
I think Issa is still at school. She doesn't get out until 7, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
With whom I also do a radio show on Friday night with Issa and Eric, and I'm kind of the old man. And it's very interesting. The young star seeds, the young ones, it's geared toward them. And
yeah.
It's a wonderful show. We've been doing it over a year now, and they're pretty marvelous at it. So hats off to you, Heaven Blessed, for working with these kids and teaching them, how to empower themselves and how to tap into that power that is within all of us, and allowing it to emerge and come through them and out to the world, and helping them to stand in their own power. I mean, man, wouldn't it have been a different world for me if I'd have learned that when I was at that young, tender age,
Yeah, I know. And one of the things that I wanted to say is, I'm not teaching them anything. If all we're really doing is just offering a space, a support place that they can go to and use the tools and resources, they don't need teaching. They just need a little support. And I do see the note on here saying my website's not available, and that is an issue that happened the other night with the radio show. So I am working on that right now, but we had a hacker come in.
Oh,
no,
right.
I just clicked on the link and it took me right to it. So it's,
did it because they said it would be up and running within 24 hours.
Oh, well, I just clicked on this and it's not.
Oh, okay.
It said it's suspended. So it probably depends on where you're clicking it from. Sounds funny, but...
Oh, wait, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's showing it, but it's showing it's not available. Okay.
We had a hacker come in on the radio show the other night, and the website went down at the same time. So somebody didn't like what I was doing, I guess. I don't know.
Oh.
But,
well, we had somebody the other week saying that we were just cheerleaders. And after she hung up, I thought, yes, we are cheerleaders, because what's the option? Doom and gloom leaders, and all you have to do...
Yeah.
Doom and gloom is switch on the TV and listen to the news. And they're the doom and gloom leaders. So if we're the cheerleaders, bring it on.
Well, if they think I'm going to quit, they're under the wrong.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, try it again tomorrow, that's all. And really, at this point, it would probably be a good idea to go to the Gifted Ones website.
Yes.
If you've got somebody that's interested or needs help.
Yeah, the Gifted Ones website has been set up especially for people under 25. Well, I'm on there on the grounds that, I mean, I know I'm not under 25, but I'm 25 in my mind, and if we are creating the reality that we live in now, I'm going to be creating a 25-year-old face and body as well to go with it.
I like that.
There you go.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Good.
So, yes, one of the things that I would like to mention, just in case someone's listening to this in an archive, or if they know of someone, a young adult, a child who's really having a difficult time, that's kind of where my heart is, and that's probably the biggest thing that I would like to get across on the show, is that if they've been taking them to the doctors, psychologists, the schools, they're on medication, and... The child, young adult, I mean, we're talking up to age, 29 years old. If they are really having a hard time, there is a place they can go. There is support that's available. And I've seen people turn their lives around incredibly. So if there is someone out there listening who is in need, there is help available to you.
Well, yeah, that would probably
be, the 2 minutes that I would say for the whole show. I would never want someone to think that they're alone.
No.
And that they're stuck. So,
yeah.
Good.
And that's also very, very good to know that they're not alone. There is help. There is support out there,
There's more and more kids right now, young adults right now, that are having a very difficult time. In fact, right now in the last 2 days, I've noticed even on Gifted One chat, the energy level is through the roof. So I don't know what's happening, but there is a very high energy taking place right now. I'm just observing it. And if I'm observing it with just a few there, I can't imagine what's going on with people that don't feel like they have anywhere to go. So I would like to make sure that I offer that out to anyone that's listening.
Well, that's wonderful, because if we only help one person in this world, we do the work of the master. So what you were saying about helping one person, you only need to help one in your life, and your life is not being wasted. That's what I think. But
I feel the same way. I mean, I feel the same way. If I'm working on something for 3 years and I only reach one person, I'm happy.
You're doing the job.
Yeah, for sure. And so the website is http://giftedones.wetpaint.com. So if you're out there and you need any help with anything, just get on there, or Yeah, get on there, and then if you want to join the Skype chat pages that we have set up for the new members of the Gold Ring or the new members of Gifted Ones, you know, we can add you to those chat pages once you join the websites, either of them. Or even the healing.
And I know we had... Go ahead.
Hello?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, we can hear you.
The other thing that I would like to mention is that I know that many times people that come to me are coming for someone else. And as far as the healing, this show is wonderful. It's a blessing to many. And I think that's another thing that we should put out there as a reminder is a lot of people have gone to hospitals, have gone through surgeries, have become emotionally, they've collapsed emotionally because of a physical ailment, and it can affect an emotional, you know, disturbance, mental disturbance. It covers all grounds. But I think it's important to mention, too, that anyone that's really having a hard time, reached the end of their rope, has tried other avenues, that this Healing Fountain show and many, many of the people that are part of the Gold Ring are here, and please just ask for help. Don't feel like you've hit a brick wall.
No, precisely not. Just
absolutely not. And sometimes one of the most difficult things I think each of us can do is reach out for help. But that in itself is a very empowering thing when you reach out. When you're saying, I'm having a hard time here, reach out to something, some other way, some other entity, someone. That the alchemy behind all that is very empowering. You know, a lot of people are afraid and they balk before doing that, but that in its that movement in itself is a very empowering thing. So if you balk, just be encouraged and take heart and do it anyway.
Yeah, and if you just ask for help, you're shown the way. I mean, I was speaking
right.
to someone today, and they were obviously led to the Gold Ring because they needed help in some way. And so, I mean, we all found the Gold Ring, didn't we? Not coincidence, because I don't believe in coincidence, but we were guided to all be here at the same time, don't you think?
Yeah, we were directed, led, you know, we crawled up out of the woodwork from all corners of the planet. And here we are through the help of this wonderful technology and with our own knowledge and information. And here we are to combine our teachings and combine them to coalesce our energies to, you know, create something else, create something better and hopefully more fun.
Well, fun, we have fun every day.
You got to have fun. If it ain't fun, I'm going home.
Yep, I'm with you.
Got to be fun.
So, about power. Everybody wants to come into their own power.
Yes.
And I think that most people are searching outside, whether they're looking to another person who's speaking, a video, a book, and I would like to start by saying that those tools are wonderful. They can lead you and give you understanding. They can show you different exercises. They can show you different things that can bring you back to yourself. But every single one of those, whether it's a video, it's a book, a person that you're talking to, a mentor, a teacher, if they are true, and if they are leading from the heart, they're always going to bring you back inside of yourself. Otherwise, if you're going to a workshop and the person is setting up a dependency on them as a guide, they're leading you away from your power. You always want to turn back to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important for people to really be a little conscious of what they're picking up, whether it's from another person, a video, a book, you know, a workshop, whatever it may be. And I think it's really important that they analyze and question everything. I think it's really important to question everything that's coming at you and asking if the motive is pure and if it's bringing you back to yourself.
Yes.
Because that's the only way you're going to gain your power is going back to yourself.
And learn to meditate so that you can contact your guide so that you can receive guidance from them because it's your higher self as well that you're contacting. And your higher self knows all the answers. It's just that we've forgotten a lot of them. And to rediscover the information, we need to meditate and become one with the universe.
Because that's the state of being that you want to be in. That's the state of being you want to be in.
We don't have a soul. We are a soul, and we have a body.
Absolutely. And you're not going to find joy without being in joy. You can't get to joy by being serious and depressed and taking yourself to literal. If you want to live in joy, you have to move into it in this moment.
Right.
This is all you have, is this moment. Anything in the past, anything in the future, if you want to be happy and you want to be joyful and you want to feel powerful, this is the moment you have to live it right now, and you have to do that continuously, moment by moment in a conscious state.
The kingdom of heaven is now. Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's within us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's within us in the moment.
It's not something we're striving to achieve. You have to live it now.
That's right. And somebody mentioned that some people have no clue about what is outside of this 3D physicality, but we need to move into 5D in order to see what there is there. And to move into 5D, we've got to become full of love and light. But that's not to say we don't speak out against things that are wrong in the world. We need to open our mouths and sign these causes and petitions that we need. You know, it's group power, isn't it, as well? The power of the
people. We have to be careful. We have to be careful with that as well, though, because what we resist persists. So if you push against something, it pushes back. The law of attraction states that, you know, if you turn away from something, it falls away. When you place your attention on something else, that magnifies and that grows. So
that's true too. Yeah.
Right. You know, if you invited Mother Teresa to an anti-war rally, she would never go. But if you invited her to a pro-peace rally, she would go.
Raise your voice for peace and not your fist, and that's the difference, isn't it?
Well, to be against war or against anything.
Yeah,
what you resist persists.
Not against war.
Right.
For peace, aren't we?
Yeah,
well, the other thing that I would mention, too, is that a lot of people are walking around and they're actually feeling like two separate people. It's the image they feel like they have to portray in society to be acceptable. They have to act a certain way, talk a certain way, and it depends on the group of people that they're in. But you can change with each group of people that you're with. You'll be a different person. It's like, you know, I don't know if anyone ever watched Seinfeld, but where George says the two worlds collide. If you're with one group of people with work and then you're with another group of people, friends, later, you are actually portraying yourself as two different people. But what's really going on inside is there's this single entity within that is just screaming to be itself and to come out and to live truly through the heart and not have to feel like they have to change. They want unconditional love. They want to show themselves in a way that they know that they will be accepted. But if, you know, when it comes right down to it, it doesn't matter if you're accepted. You have to live through your heart. You have to be who you are. And that's where you're going to find your greatest joy and power. And any time that I would go someplace and start to feel like I had to change to fit into that group or that environment that I was in, I would try and consciously remind myself that, no, this is who I am inside, and this is what I'm going to portray, and this is what I'm going to shine out. And the more you do that, the freer you feel, the more love
oh,
you
just
feel.
Take
and the people that are, you know, you're interacting with will feel that too. So it doesn't, you don't have to try and fit in by faking yourself. You've got this strong, you're perfect inside as you are. There's nothing that needs to be changed in you, nothing. You know, we're trying to make ourselves better. We're trying to improve ourselves, release all these different things that we have going on. But inside, we're perfect. We're
that's
just
right.
a perfect being. And that's what needs to shine out. And the other stuff is just crap on top of it. It is. I mean, it's stuff we picked up along the way,
can
you know,
say
through
they
our life.
So.
Love is really all we are. That's all it is. All we are is love.
Yeah, I mean, I go through a lot of groups where, you know, you would die watching me. I mean, I've walked into a meeting in a bank with top executives in there, and I did not change myself. And that's my dog barking. And I had some people that were floored. But you know what? Afterwards, they came up and asked me for advice and then started working with me. But during the meeting, I never changed who I was. And that's something that people need to learn to do. You have to be yourself. You have to let your heart shine out. And if your heart is telling you, no, I don't want to do this, this doesn't feel right, and then you go and do it anyway just because it's accepted in society, you will get ill. You will get emotionally, mentally, or physically ill.
Mm-hmm.
And
because it's accepted in society or in a peer group or you know, somewhere else, rather than just fitting into the world, into the universe.
Well, something that sort of fits in with what you're saying, I found on the website today, and it's about an African tribe that does the most beautiful thing. And when someone does something hurtful and wrong, they take the person to the center of town and the entire tribe comes around and surrounds him. And for 2 days, they tell the man or woman every good thing he or she has ever done. And the tribe believes that every human being comes into the world as good, each of us desiring safety, love, peace and happiness. But sometimes in the pursuit of those things, people make mistakes. So the community sees misdeeds as a cry for help. So they band together for the sake of their fellow man to hold him up, to reconnect him with his true nature, to remind him who he really is until he fully remembers the truth from which he had been temporarily being disconnected. I am good.
That's the law of attraction at work right there.
Yeah.
When you focus on the good in someone, that good will manifest and that person will become those things mainly to you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When we focus on and point those good things out to that individual, that is the law of attraction in the work. Not of how they screwed up, what they did to mess up, you know, what he or she did to, you know, to bring about some sort of imperfection or, you know, some control violation, whatever. But rather to point out their good points. And everyone within your inner circle, within your circle of life, with your family, whatever, everyone can point those things out to you. That's a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah. I thought that was brilliant that they did that in Africa.
Say that we do it over here.
Yeah, I think it would be good.
Let's all do it.
Well, if Heaven has finished just saying what she wants to say just for now, would you put the link back in the chat room, please, Gary? Because it disappeared up there somewhere.
I certainly can, and we'll go ahead and do that. Do the YouTube link.
And so Heaven is going to do a beautiful meditation for us in just a few minutes, but she's chosen this video for us to listen to. So we'll just put that on first, shall we?
Yes,
I'll get over
here with me a moment.
And find the soundtrack that I've uploaded to the radio station so that everybody out there can hear it as well.
And I'm still getting the link here. Bear with me a moment. There we go.
It's Gary.
Okay, there we go. There's the link. Get everyone to click the YouTube link and pull up the player. Pause the player and mute the sound and return the counter back to zero. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. And John Christie will synchronize all of us and start the video and cue the music at the same time. So we're waiting for the hearts.
Well, there's mine. Okay, I'm on the switchboard, so I'll start counting this down when everybody's ready. Probably will be by the time I start from 10. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
In order to sustain transformative phenomena, there is a vital link between language, circuitry, geometry, the endocrine system, and DNA restoration. The syntax of the template codes forms a dense cipher of detonation that, together with other alchemical components, ignite ancient meaning and memory stored within the labyrinth of the cerebral cortex, the temple of remembrance. The triggered recollection of the holistic human identity prior to genetic modification stimulates a domino effect through the co-creative interactive systems of the human hologram, resurrecting electromagnetic meridians of source intelligence into the field of human consciousness, activating its soul's covenant with light. Originally, the Physonic DVD was created for those who had previously experienced a template, to assist them to integrate the acceleration of electromagnetic download to reconnected biocircuits. As the reinstated divine directive pulses through these circuits, collapsing old programs reliant upon the synthetic matrix, the ever-encompassing disenchantment with the predominant ideology of prejudice and separation creates a sense of disassociation and isolation as there becomes less and less to relate to in this reality. Rather than attempting to intellectually analyze the present global situation in order to resolve and compensate for the discrepancy between the integrity of the incoming data and the apparent manifestation of the fear-based paradigm in which we must continue to function, the confluence of alchemical, harmonic, and visual compositions of the Physonic resonance provides a more primal energy to define the eternal constant and our place within it, reinforcing our divine immortal identity. As you listen to the geometry and see the sound, you are not simply hearing with your ears. The human body is a crystallized template of the geometry of the cosmos. Its soul covenant, embedded in its matrix, is written in the geometric language of light. All its visible and invisible energy systems are deciphering toroidal generator of incoming source data and outflowing cognizant feedback, a multi-level energy transforming component, translating the iconic patterning of the primal divine directive into the conceptual reality of manifestation. We are a solar race, as fractals of the solar holography. The human soul covenant is a holonomic symbiotic code in which the human design is the sensory organ for planetary evolution, as Earth is the sensory organ for human evolution. As your bio-computational field of consciousness is exposed to and registers the audible visual transcendent principles of manifestation expressed as a synthesis of harmonics and geometry, its spontaneous natural desire is to give and receive, to respond, to resound. This resonant feedback is similar to the sonar of the whale, a human song of creation, a musical communion that weaves the web of sonic substructure upon which to build its reality matrix. Just as we receive the light of the sun, we also respond to it with our own light. The reconnection of the world original biocircuitry is a communicative, resonant response to the synergy of the Physonic transmission. resonant hypervortex geometry of superclustered substructures establishes the elemental components of the creative force, defining the natural world as the infrastructure of your ego reference, resetting old stimulus response patterns, redefining your relationship to the environment and the source of your creation, transcending the fear-based program aspects of yourself, reinforcing your true identity. As the coalescing waves of harmonies and geometries wash over you, stimulating your supersensory awareness, concentric spheres of cosmic comprehension ripple through your electromagnetic field. You become aware of your breath as a gift, as a bridge to consciousness, appreciating your presence on this emerald blue planet spinning through the galaxy, bringing you fully present in the moment, enticing your field of awareness into the holistic space-time coordinates, the immortal continuum. The quantum effects of the synthesis between the sounds and silence of the vibrasonic resonance conceives the full spectrum of the divine directive, calming the reptilian brain, awakening the fearless self, deprogramming the delusions and deceptions generated by the synthetic matrix, replacing it with the truth of nature, the incandescent face of light. You become the portal through which divine consciousness flows. And remember, you are a conscious conduit of life eternal.
Right now it's time to light our candles, and I'm lighting my candle for interspiritual unity and world peace. And And also it represents the light of spirit, and it represents the light that we take out into the world to help other people to light their candles if they wish. I've also lit the Nag Champa to purify the atmosphere, ready to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. So we'll just ask the healing angels to draw close, and I'm going to sing an ancient healing song which were taken from the words that Moses said to God when his sister was very ill. So I'm going to send out the healing with my voice. So direct it to any part of your body that you wish, or to any person that you wish. And I'm going to ask for the healing angel, the Archangel Raphael, to help me to do this. Thank you. Anna, Elna, Rafana. Sing along. Thank you. And now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Wei Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth.
and we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Okay, I don't really have a detailed meditation, but I'm going to do a little exercise and walk through some centering. And one of the things that I'd like you to do is to just close your eyes and picture yourself taking two steps down into your heart center, right near your heart, and just sit comfortably there. Bring your whole consciousness right down there. So you're viewing your world through your heart. And what I'd like you to do is actually take a deep breath and start at the very bottom of the soles of your feet and send yourself healing and love that goes all the way up through your crown chakra. And as you do that, tell yourself, I love you, I forgive you, and you are all powerful. While you're sitting in your heart, I want you to run through your life and feel the moments that feel stuck. whether it's emotionally, mentally, or physically. You don't have to relive them, but just feel them through your heart, because your heart has a memory. And I want you to take that energy, that love, that forgiveness, and pour it into that situation where you felt stuck. It could have been something when you were 2, when you were 20. And tell yourself, I love you. I forgive you. And you are all powerful. Now I want you to go up to your mind, where a lot of our consciousness exists. And I want you to lovingly tell your mind that your heart is now in control. Your heart is the power zone. It's the engine that drives you being. And feel yourself release the reins from your mind to your heart. And let your heart guide you with each breath you take. Allow that feeling in your heart, that vibrant release of freedom, allow it to grow larger and larger till it fills up your whole chest and then goes out past your body. It fills up the room. Feel it radiating through the whole room. You're as large as the room. And then allow your heart to expand even more. So it covers the town or the city you're in. And then your country as a whole. Feel your heart radiating through the whole country. It's expanding with each breath you take. And then allow your heart to collapse the whole world and the universe within it. And realize that the universe is within you, not out there. Allow your heart to be free. Allow it to guide you. And allow yourself to live in the joy and the laughter and the freedom that it provides. feel that love that's in your heart and know that it's you. That love is you. That light is you. That power is you. The entire universe is within you, in your heart, and pull that back in, back into your body, back into your chest, and let it merge and integrate into every cell within your being, every cell in your body, every emotional state is conscious of that love, that forgiveness, and that power that is you. And as you breathe in, feel that power radiate. It's never ending. It's alive. It's conscious. It's constantly in motion, and you can guide it and follow its direction and its wisdom. And any time that you feel that you're being pulled off, or the mind is taking over again, gently and lovingly come back to that space. That love is unconditional. It's forever. You're an eternal being that will never die. And your heart is aware of this. And you want to make yourself known to your conscious mind. Feel the gratitude and the peace and the love, and then just open your eyes.
Thank you for the beautiful meditation, Heaven. That was absolutely gorgeous. And thank you to the angels for being with us today. And let's hope that they're in archives later on for people listening in. I know they will be. Thank you to Gary.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks a lot for being here, Gary. And next week we have the Magenta Pixie. And hosting with you next week is Javanda, Gary.
Wonderful. Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, great. Thank you to Javanda. Because I shall be laid on some beach somewhere, sunning myself, with a bit of luck.
And, well, let's hope you have lots of sunshine where you're going.
Oh, thank you very much. Because last time when I went to Crete, it was absolutely perishing. And over here in the UK, they were having a heat wave. Can you beat that? Anyway, thank you very much. Thank you for being with us, Heaven. Absolutely beautiful. Heaven bless. Thank you so much for being
here. Yes, thank you so much.
And we're going to say goodbye and God bless and play out with the song. Do you want to come on and say goodbye, Heaven?
Oh, thank you very much for having me on. It's wonderful, and continue the good work, guys.
You
too.
Look
who's talking.
Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
You're brilliant. Thank you very much. Okay,
and
so
thank you all for being here.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, because everybody that tunes in from wherever they are in the world all helps to create the wonderful energy that we managed to get here on the Healing Fountain Show. And it's because everybody co-creates it. So thank you for that. Everybody listening
Absolutely.
On the radio as well.
Thank you, everyone.
So thank you and goodbye and God bless. And I won't see you next week, but Javanda will be here with Magenta Pixie, a special show with Magenta. So see you then. I'll catch you in
Looking forward to that with Javanda.
Yeah.
Enjoy your holiday. Thank you, everyone.
Bye, Gary. Thanks a lot.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place yours.